Sun's Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the August 12th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. The quarterfinals of international football's top club tournament kick off later Wednesday evening in Lisbon, Portugal. In the first UEFA Champions League quarterfinal, Atalanta of Italy will take on Paris Saint-Germain of France. On Thursday, RB Leipzig of Germany is matched against Atletico Madrid of Spain. On Friday, a spicy matchup between five-time European champions. Bayern Munich of Germany will play Barcelona of Spain. And on Saturday, the last quarterfinal will feature Manchester City of England against the French side, Lyon. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, the traditional two-leg home-and-away format for the quarterfinals and semifinals has been replaced by one-off knockout matches in Lisbon. All of the matches will be played without fans because of COVID-19 concerns. If a winner doesn't emerge after 90 minutes, another 30 minutes of extra time will be played. And if still no winner, there will be a penalty shootout. Bayern Munich and Barcelona are the only teams left that have previously lifted the European Cup. And since they play each other Friday night in Lisbon, that means three of the four teams in the semifinals will be bidding for their first European crown. PSG's injured star striker Kylian Mbappe trained with the team on Tuesday and could play in Wednesday evening's quarterfinal against Atalanta. Mbappe has scored 30 goals in 34 matches in all competitions this season. He injured his ankle in the French Cup final on July 24th. Now let's go to Orlando, Florida, where the Portland Timbers lifted a silver trophy after the final of Major League Soccer's MLS is Back tournament. The Timbers topped Orlando City Tuesday night 2-1 with Croatian defender Dario Zaparic scoring the winning goal in the 66th minute. It was his first goal of the season, and yes, I think it warrants a Sunny Side of Sports salute for Dario Zaparic. The Timbers received $328,000 in prize money, as well as a berth in the 2021 CONCACAF Champions League. Now, there were major doubts about the MLS is Back tournament when it kicked off July 8th. Two MLS teams, FC Dallas and Nashville, were forced to withdraw just before the start because of positive coronavirus tests. But overall, after 4+ weeks of play, the MLS is Back tournament is being described as a success. Players, coaches, and support staff were tested often inside the MLS bubble in Orlando. Major League Soccer is now planning to resume its regular season later Wednesday night when Dallas plays at Nashville. The league's 26 teams will play 18 matches apiece. Most of the games will be played without fans. In the words of MLS Commissioner Don Garber, "We have to see if it works." I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hello, listeners. My name is Juma Miro, the Commonwealth Games bronze medalist in Australia 2018. Listen to Southern Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
In African boxing, Ghana's Joseph King Kong Egbeko is over the age of 40, but he still believes he has what it takes to win another world title. Our VOA fight fans will remember, Egbeko held the IBF Bantamweight World title twice between 2007 and 2011. Joining us now from Accra is Yao Afusu-Larbi. Sporty greetings, Yao.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Now from hitting the heavy bags to the speed balls, skipping, hopping around with assured mobility and stretching, it is seemingly hard to tell that Joseph Egbeko is over 40. At his age, he is still going strong at the Second South Gym at the foot of the Gulf of Guinea with one hope, to win a world title again. The long road for the man nicknamed King Kong began in 1998. It is a career that has taken him from Bukom to the bright lights of the United States and to a world title. A belt he retained twice before losing to Yoni Perez in 2009. The title switched hands again when he won the rematch in 2010 against Perez. The back-to-back losses against Mexican Abner Mares were what, in many ways, has set him on the path he is on now. Egbeko has never quite reached those heights again since, but is optimistic of a return soon.
Every fighter's focus. Once you start boxing and you are determined to be a professional boxer, definitely your main focus is to become a champion. So in every boxer's life who has been a champion before, believe me, the first day that you win a title is the most special day in your life or in your career. But losing it and winning it back again is the sweetest victory. You know, it's the sweetest. And I've enjoyed that a few times, and I would definitely enjoy that again before I retire. I retire out of boxing.
So you want to win the world title?
I'm rated number 3 in the world, so you definitely should know that I want to win a world title. I wouldn't put myself there for nothing. Yeah. Currently, the WBO champion at my division is my friend, John Real. We've worked together in the same gym in Vegas. We spar once. So I know him. He's to me, he is the most toughest opponent right now. He and the Japanese guy, Inoue, they are the toughest right now. And I know him. I know him very well. I've seen Inoue. I don't want to put my focus on any of them. Yeah. I am training. I believe within me, I have what it takes to win a championship again, to win the title again. Once they put it out there, Joseph Egbeko is fighting for the championship, WBC, WBA, WBO, which any other title, whoever they put in front of me, I know I will beat that person.
Egbeko's ambitions may be lofty, especially for a man who many believe is past his prime. But like George Foreman did in 1994, winning a heavyweight title at 45, the King Kong believes he can too, and will be taking a great deal of inspiration from the Foreman story. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yao Afusu-Larbi in Accra.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Another Ghanaian fighter hoping to reclaim world championship glory is Isaac Dogbe. The former WBO super bantamweight champion lost his title to Mexico's Emmanuel Navarrete in 2018. They had a rematch in 2019, and Dogbe lost again. Isaac Dogbe has since moved up to the featherweight division, and last month, with new American trainer Barry Hunter in his corner, he scored an impressive eighth-round TKO victory against American Chris Avalos in Las Vegas, Nevada. For reaction, Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori in Accra spoke with Isaac Dogbe's former trainer, his father, Paul Dogbe.
Glory be to the Almighty God, and then all the people involved in Isaac's career, especially the coaches that has taken him on now, Barry Hunter and then Patrice Harris. I mean, Top Rank has done a hell of a job. You know, I thank Babaron again, once again, and all the Top Rank fans and ESPN, you know, great show, you know, for keeping boxing alive, you know, in this time of the coronavirus.
How do you see, when you do a analysis, how do you see the whole fight?
After, I'll say, a whole year layoff, you know, you might, you know, definitely get a ring rust, you know, from anyone, even Tyson, you know. So that kid done a hell of a job. He executed the fight properly. Like I said, I said to him in the beginning that, you know, this is no fight. You know, it's just an eight rounder. But he has to win convincingly, you know, because the whole world is watching, wants his comeback. And I think it was good. I mean, it was good.
Yeah, this is the first time, I believe, you are not with him on the ringside. How do you see, how is the feeling like? You know, you are not at the ringside. Spiritually, you are with him. But how did you feel far away, distant, thousands of kilometers?
You know, I say God knows best. You know, things happen for a reason. You know, you know, when you put a kid in a pedestal and then he has to also take off from where you left off, you know. So, hey, you know, everybody has his own mind. You know, the person can be your blood, but they have their own mind and their own aims and objective. You know, you being a parent, you just have to guide them to a certain point and then they have to think. So their failure and their altitude, you know, depends on their attitude. So, hey.
The global pandemic, which is the coronavirus, has a lot of impact on everything. Everybody is affected. How has it affected you and the team Dogbe?
Like I said, you know, man proposes and God disposes. So, you know, we were looking for a great, you know, family reunion, and then boom, corona came. But for some reason, we knew before it came.
Yeah.
Because I remember telling the Ghana Times Corporation that the great Wovonu, the prophet of the Lord, in 1950, predicted that a virus will come to the surface of the earth. 36 viruses will hit the surface of the earth from 2020 to 2027 when they went into his archive. And so it was told to us. And then God, you know, in that same visitation, it was written that we have to take Peniantus, Zankeri, Klasinia, Anista. You know, so I think it's a great blow to the human race. You know, the whole world stood still. You know, I think it's, I mean, but hey, as men that we are, we have to overcome. You know, pray to God, you know, to overcome.
Yeah, now it seems you moved, come from Accra, London, to United States. When the ban is lifted, I mean, the traveling ban is lifted, is he coming back to Ghana or London, Britain?
I would say that depends on him now, you know, because I have handed him over fully. I mean, Ghana is his motherland. You know, the England is where he started from. Boxing, you know, he's based in the US. I mean, the kid is blessed, you know, every kid would want to be in his shoes, especially being, you know, signed by Top Rank. You know, I mean, who wouldn't want that, you know? So he's blessed, you know. Daddy has done a hell of a job, you know, by making this happen. You know, it's not an easy thing, you know. Today, you know, he's enjoying, you know, and, you know, we have to, you know, make sure we also know where, you know, we went wrong, you know, when it comes to our finances, and make sure it doesn't happen again, you know. So I think he's blessed.
You are in link with the team in the USA. Now, what's the way forward after discussing matters with them about the boy's career?
Like I said, I have left Isaac for his own device. Now he's taking decisions on his own. Because the discussion he had with me, Daddy, now I want to take my career, you know, in my own hands. And I said, why not? So may the wind do good to you. May the land you're living on do good to you. May God do good to you, you know. So, and I told him he has my full blessings and, you know, he has to carry, you know, on from where, you know, I left off. And it was a great send-off, you know, so he's blessed.
Yeah, so let me put it this way. Not an old man sitting down home giving advices to him, and then just if he likes, he takes it. But I think he's going to take your advice.
Yeah, like I said, you know, attitude determines altitude. Right. So, hey, you know, God knows best.
All right, what message do you have for his fans?
All I say, you know, he's a great kid, you know, a wonderful kid, you know. He's the one again that Ghana is laughing, you know, Ghana is still in joy. After all this 1 year layoff, everybody wanted him to come back. You know, we don't know what football is doing. Boxing is up, neho. So we thank all the fans in Ghana, especially we thank the president of Ghana, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, for sponsoring this training camp.
That's Paul Dogbe, the father of Ghana's former WBO super bantamweight champion, Isaac Dogbe. And he was speaking with Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori in Accra, Ghana. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat music show. In African athletics, you might say a Burundian refugee named Rose has blossomed in Hong Kong, thanks in part to an organization called RUN. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, VOA's Gwen Uten tells us more. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. 38-year-old Burundian refugee who goes by the name Rose has lived in Hong Kong for nearly 5 years and has faced significant challenges raising her son in a new country. But with the help of the charity organization Run, Rose's life has blossomed with a newfound interest in running that she tells VOA she wishes she discovered years ago.
Running is my passion. I just regret why I didn't do it before when I was in my home country.
Rose says she literally ran from her home country, Burundi, in search of peace. After first living in a refugee camp in neighboring Rwanda, she and her son fled to Uganda before finally settling down in Hong Kong, a place she says she had only seen in movies.
When I first came in Hong Kong, life was really difficult. Not only about money, and I didn't know anyone. I was new in this big country. No one to help me. I had a small baby. Life was really difficult.
Hong Kong features beautiful trails that are ideal for hiking and running, and it was there through the Run organization that she found the peace she'd been searching for and the support she needed to reclaim herself.
After I know the Run organization, everything I can say was really good. They not only helping with the rent, but with everything, they try the best they can.
Virginie Golfos is the director of Run, and she says her organization does more than just encourage running. It offers hope, especially to asylum seekers who have made a life in Hong Kong.
Run stands for more than running. Run stands for rebuild the lives of vulnerable refugees, unite them as a community and with the local Hong Kong community, and nurture them into a more hopeful future through life skills and education. The situation of refugees and asylum seekers is very difficult in Hong Kong. When you're alone with a child, this makes things extremely complicated. It means that you need to rely on NGOs to top up your rent to be able to live in a safe place. NGOs play a very big role for refugees and asylum seekers in Hong Kong, especially when they suffer from trauma. Hong Kong does not offer any rehabilitation service or adult education. Refugees are very resilient and strong people, and they love to challenge themselves like any other person.
Asylum seekers and refugees involved with the organization hike and run to rebuild their mental and physical strength and rediscover a sense of community. And Run volunteer Allie Lohr says she saw the change in Rose within a short period of time.
For 6 months, I was volunteering regularly, and I met Rose, and through 6 months, I could see her really progress as a runner, and you can really see her strength build and her confidence build even over that short period of 6 months. What's also great about the running community is that it really is a community. I think people think it's a very solitary sport, but it really isn't. When you go on these trail races, you see people that are just as crazy as you, just are like-minded, who are willing to go out on the trails for hours and hours on end.
Rose has also established a community off the trail as a qualified caregiver for the elderly in Hong Kong. She's also taken part in a parenting class to learn how to be a better mother for her son. Virginie Gothel says Rose has made tremendous strides in running and in life as well.
I think her longest distance is 35K, but she really smashed it. She's now a very confident, independent, and self-reliant mother who just simply cannot wait to restart her life.
And Rose says her love for running and her new life in Hong Kong have given her hope for a better future.
The time I was thinking there is no hope or there is no peaceful in my life, it was only sitting and crying all the time. I could not feel happy. I could not give a good example to my son, because I was like in deep darkness. I could not look forward because I was thinking I don't have tomorrow. But now everything has changed.
Rose now calls Hong Kong her home and says she will never stop running. And that is all from me. Sunny, I'll hand it back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. And that wraps up the August 12th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC. VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.